Well, when Christ walked the earth, he looked at each of the apostles and called them by name to follow him. And they did. And it is in that same way that Jesus calls young men today. But with all the noise of the world, well, it might be harder to hear his voice. Well, Father Peter Julia is the new director of the Office of Vocations here in the Archdiocese of Portland, and he works through the discernment process with them to silence that noise and help them hear where God is calling them. Father Peter is joining me in studio today to talk with us about his new role in the Archdiocese office and how you can engage also in this discernment process. Good morning, Father Peter. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be here. You know, I've never been in this studio, in this building before, and you just gave me a tour, and it's unbelievable. So it's really good to be here with you.
Well, it was fun talking with you while we were kind of walking through our halls because you were a seminarian. You talked often with Dina Marie several times at our old studios. How long was your whole seminary process?
Yeah, it was 8 years. So yeah. Better part of a decade is what I always tell people. So many people are always shocked about that, especially non-Catholics. And Catholics alike, I should say. Nobody has really any concept that it takes that long. The
sure.
people that know, but many people don't know. Yeah.
And I think even for those of us who go, who think, well, yeah, it does. It takes a priest a long time. Yeah. I don't think people like us have any understanding of the trials and the mountains and the successes and, you know, the difficulties that can happen in 8 years. It's wonderful to have you join us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things you do. But as I said, Christ calls all of us to vocation, but there are those young men and some of the young women to religious orders, but to the priesthood. So like I said, sometimes it's a whisper, maybe it's a clanging cymbal, but for you, kind of what was that first little kind of thought that came to you that said, oh God, is this what you're really calling me to? Is this what I'm supposed to be?
Yeah, I've been filling in at the cathedral for about 2 weeks now. And actually this past weekend, I preached on this very thing that you were talking about, because a lot of these things, these moments of discernment and these transitional periods, these crossroads happened at the cathedral. I was going to the 7:30 a.m. Mass, the very one that I'm the celebrant for this last couple of weeks, which is really weird because I would be sitting there in the pew and, you know, watching the priest. And I had just moved from Colorado Springs, Colorado at the time, and I was sort of in the desert. I'd always been surrounded by a lot of good friends and a lot of things to do. Everybody who knows me knows that I'm kind of an outdoorsman. Most of my career has been in the climbing world, like rock climbing, mountaineering, and then cycling as well. And so everybody knows I do outdoorsy things. And when I was working in that world, I had a lot of friends and a lot of things to do. And then I moved here and I didn't know anybody. And all of a sudden, the Lord needed me to be sort of in a desert, so to speak. And when I was here in Portland initially, it was very silent. And so I started going daily Mass and everything. And it was like he needed me to have that time so I could actually hear him. You know, in so many people's lives, it's just so noisy.
Right.
With a million different, I mean, it could be relationship, it can be materials, it can be your job, it could be a million different things that are vying for our time. But all of a sudden, when I had far fewer of those things in my life, I really started to hear some things. And it really started with me saying, like, I think what many of us do. Hey, Lord, I've drawn up this unbelievable blueprint. Every once in a while, I had to erase some rooms and like restructure the blueprint. But I'm like, here, Lord, just I'll give you this and you follow it.
Yeah,
and that'll
you
be
make
great.
It happen right, for me, right? Here it
and
is.
And then finally, you're like, Lord, my blueprint is terrible. You know, and nothing that I've planned has worked out at all. And so then all of a sudden you throw it in the trash and then you're like, Lord, I want what you want. And then it's as if he just says, finally, you know, something I can work with. And so I think once you give him the reins, that's exactly what he needs. But often we're holding on so tightly to something, to our plan or our design or the design that we want for our lives. So finally letting go. And then it's amazing, right? Then it starts to happen with such rapidity that it's kind of crazy, right? And the thing I would probably say to anybody who listens to us today is just this idea that I really need everybody who's listening to be the sort of recruiters out in the world, because I'm not everywhere, right? I can't be everywhere. But it was people who would walk up to me after Mass and say, have you ever thought about being a priest?
Sure.
I think almost every one of my brother priests has an experience like that. Almost all of us, where somebody, not themselves, said, have you ever thought about being a priest? And that's because it's such an impossible call for a man that you sort of need somebody to see it in you before you can kind of see it in yourself, because you sort of think it's impossible. And I think, and of course, all these people at the cathedral would like say things like that to me. And then you're like, why is everybody asking me this?
Of course. And I think that's a wonderful advice, though, for people who are listening too, is that if you do see that young man or woman and there is something about them that you recognize, sometimes because they don't see it in themselves, because, you know, it's hard to look back at yourself in that way. But yeah, definitely consider approaching them. So your process, Father Peter, was long. We said 8 years from entering of college to through seminary years, theology years, pastoral years. You know, where did you go? Because, you know, people, I think, automatically assume that the vocations office is for the Archdiocese of Portland, Mount Angel. But it's much different than that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad that you brought that up too, because it's very confusing. Our education is so long that people never quite know where you are in that journey. But you'll notice too, if you see in all of our parishes, we have our vocations poster. Mm-hmm. And below each man, it actually says what level that they're in at the moment. So you'll see something like pre-theology, theology 1, 2, 3, or pastoral year or something like that. And so it kind of helps you get a sense of all these different spots. So the Archdiocese of Portland, I work at the Pastoral Center over on East Burnside. So we're over there in kind of an office building. That's where the bishop's office is. That's where the vicar for clergy is. I'm there. And then we have all of our support staff, like human resources and everything like that. But we send guys to Mount Angel. Mm-hmm. You know, Mount Angel is an abbey of monks, but they run a seminary.
Okay.
And so we send guys there, and it's what we call a minor and a major seminary. So they have a collegiate program, and they have a theology program as well. So I started out, I had a college degree already. I graduated from Baylor University for my undergrad in Texas. And so if you have a college degree, you still have to study at least 2 years of philosophy before you can study theology.
Okay.
So I did what they call pre-theology at Mount Angel, which was 2 years of philosophy. And then I was sent to the North American College in Rome, which has its own, you know, details and descriptions as well. But we send men to 4 different seminaries.
Wow.
So yeah, we send them to Mount Angel, to Bishop White Seminary in Spokane, to St. Patrick in Menlo Park, California, and then to the North American College in Rome. So we have guys all over the place. And you rarely go to one seminary. Most guys have gone to 2 seminaries for their entire formation, you know, over the time of that. That's everywhere from like, what, 7 to 9 years, just depending.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Father Peter Julia is joining us today in studio. Well, Father Peter has a new assignment. He is the director of the Office of Vocations here for the Archdiocese of Portland. Father Peter, I've enjoyed our time so much. And boy, I feel like we've only scratched just the tip of iceberg here in our discussion, but I am already coming up against a break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
I am continuing now my discussion with Father Peter Julia. Father Peter is the new director of the Office of Vocation, and he's joining us today in studio to talk a little bit about his works and kind of some of his plans that he has as he takes on this project. Good morning, Father Peter. Thanks so much for joining us again on The Morning Blend.
Thanks, Brenda. It's great to be here.
So, Father Peter, I thank you so much for joining us again today. I'd love to ask you about, you know, you said that your 8 years in seminary, you obviously had then a lot of interaction with your predecessor, Father Jeff Irvin.
Yeah.
In what ways did you find was helpful that Father Jeff was able to be there for you, maybe in a way that you hope to be there for young seminarians to kind of walk with them over these next years of their lives?
Oh, yeah. Father Jeff has a huge hand in my own vocation. I always like to tell the story that he was on his pastoral year from the North American College in Rome. He was a deacon at the cathedral. And that's where I was going to church, as I mentioned. And he said, do you know about the Archbishop's discernment retreat, which is one of the retreats that we offer during the year? And I said, I've never heard of it. And he was actually the one who told me about the discernment retreat. And so I always think it's the funniest thing in the world, because largely the priesthood is a mentorship program in so many different ways, right? You know, other priests passing on the faith, just like from the apostles all the way down, you know, to Archbishop Sample and all of us. And so Father Jeff, the future vocations director, wasn't even a priest yet, told me about a vocations retreat, and he was telling his successor about this vocations retreat, which we would both end up leading someday. And it's like the funniest thing in the world. But he was always available. Mm-hmm. Like, I never got the sense that I could not contact him, you know, call him or email him. And I think that's the thing. I heard Monsignor Betchart, the rector at Mount Angel currently, and he started my first year of seminary. He started his first year as being the rector. And he talked to us about radical availability. And so whatever our assignment is, whether we're a parish priest or we have kind of a more specialty position like vocations director, you know, you got to be radically available to the people that you're primarily serving. And so, and that always exists for all of the sacraments, even though I'm vocations director mm-hmm. now, but my primary mission is I got to take care of the men that we have in the seminary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the ways that many young men, and I'm talking teenagers, that begin to understand that vocation is a call and that they get exposure to the priesthood through Quo Vadis days. And it's that call that, where are you going, right? And Archdiocese of Portland recently just had Quo Vadis days. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about it and what's great about just letting young men know that this is an option in your life if you hear that call.
Yeah, Quo Vadis days was amazing this year. In some ways, I would almost consider Quo Vadis the first step, and then that Archbishop's Discernment Retreat as sort of the second step. Usually, this was high school men mm-hmm. who came to Quo Vadis, and then it can be anywhere from like high school guys all the way on up to, I was 32 when I entered seminary, so I'm
okay.
One of those late vocations, as they like to call it. It's, I'm 42 now, but those men, they were really focused young men. I think many people, when they look at high school boys, would not expect that to be the case. But in that environment, you should see them in adoration or at Mass or celebrating Liturgy of the Hours for the very first time in their life. They were respectful and they listened to every conference. We have priests that come in and give different conferences about discernment, about the priesthood, about what daily life is like. And but there's time for them to play too. I mean, I think such a huge part of discernment is being able to journey with somebody. And so sometimes it's a long game. You know, one of our newest seminarians, Ramon Camacho, just entered St. Patrick's Seminary in Menlo Park, California. And it was one of those funny things. My very first summer assignment was at Immaculate Conception in Staten.
Okay.
Where Ramon was working.
Wow.
And I happened to say to him, Ramon, have you ever thought about being a priest? And that was 3 years ago. So sometimes it takes a few years of discernment of being with a guy and kind of walking alongside of him to get there. The world is going to try to pull a man back at every opportunity. You know, the enemy is going to want to run interference and get in the way as much as he can. And so we're trying to walk with guys and not let the devil snatch him, you know?
Absolutely. That's why I think here at Mater Dei Radio 2, we really want to make sure that our prayer life also includes praying for our priests, our bishops, and our seminarians who are all in discernment, that it can be overwhelming, I think, for sure. You know, exposing younger men, high schoolers, or even men at every age to have that support from families, to have the support from the archdiocese, it's so important. You know, in your role now as supporting these people who are kind of walking this journey, in what other ways then do you hope in your years now as vocations director to offer programs and ways and discussions for young men? And if there is a young woman, how you can help them kind of funnel into people that would help them discern their call?
I think I'm starting to wonder if we're doing it right now, Brenda, by being here on a radio-driven or digital media of some sort. Because the thing I'm starting to learn is that, you know, especially with the Catholic Sentinel newspaper just announcing mm-hmm. that they'll be closing its doors, many of us have realized that that was probably coming, and that's been happening all around the Catholic world, that print media is kind of closing down. And the way that everybody is getting their information is digital media. And so I'm really starting to look at things like you guys do here to be able to get that word out so that more young people can actually hear it, because that's the source that they look for, you know. And it's kind of funny though. The hard part is cluing them into it though, that we're out here and that we're available. When I was at St. Cecilia, I was with the eighth graders, and I asked how many of them had Instagram, and almost every kid raised their hand, had Instagram. And I said, keep your hand up if you follow anything Catholic on Instagram. And this is a Catholic school, right? But everybody happened to put their hands down. But I don't think that that's unique there. I mean, that's the way. And I said, your homework today is, you guys gave me some homework too, which was to download your app, right?
That's right. So, I asked you the first thing. I said, do you have the Hail Mary Media app?
Yeah, and I'm glad, because I didn't even know about it yet. And so to find out about it today, and I promise you, I will do that. And, you know, and the funny thing is, I said, before you leave here today, you have to follow something Catholic. You could type in Catholic saint, Catholic church, just the word Catholic, and start following something Catholic. And we're trying to put that in front of their eyes and their ears in some way, shape, or form. And so I really do think maybe digital media is the only way we're really going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Because often exposure at mass, sometimes people aren't ready to digest that yet. They need some other accompanying before that becomes profound to them in some ways.
Well, absolutely. Even in raising my own children and trying to bring them along, I recognize, especially with high schoolers, is that you got to meet them where they are.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And meet them there, and having social media, again, talking about that noise, right,
yeah,
that fills up their day, can really make it difficult for them to discern not only what is true, right, and good, but also where it is that God is leading them. So maybe some homework for parents who are listening too is to make sure that, well, for one thing I always did is if they were on social media platforms, they always had to make sure that I was one of their friends so I could see.
Yeah.
But the other thing is too, is to make sure that as a parent that they have that Catholic podcast or that Catholic message coming across it, just so that way they're reminded throughout the day, maybe like that voice that, you know, just before they take that wrong leap, that something in front of them will kind of help them along. Well, Father Peter, I look forward to your time with the Pastoral Center. I think that for you and I here at Mater Dei Radio, I think we're going to have a lot of great opportunities to talk discernment, and just really appreciate your time today. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer?
Oh, absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be together today, and we ask you to send down your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds, and to make us good recruiters for you so that we can have our eyes and ears open to those young men and women who are discerning religious vocations. We ask you to be with all of our family, all of our friends, especially those who are struggling or suffering this day. And we ask all of these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Peter Giulia. Father Peter is the new director of the Office of Vocations for the Archdiocese of Portland. Now, I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to their webpage and find out all of the information, all of the programs that the Archdiocese has for vocations. I'm going to put that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and of course, the Hail Mary Media app.